The heavy rain wreaking havoc in our neighbor county and other places in Norway failed to make an appearance on Tysnes, it would seem. Currently cloudy with the occasional burst of sun, and according to weather forecaster Yr, we will have a sunny day with sporadic clouds here and there, and temperatures gradually rising from 18 to around 20 degrees centigrade, with a gentle breeze from the northwest and eventually from the west. Which concludes today's weather report for Tysnes. You are listening to Radio Tysnes International. We have three call-ins, two of which from Mr. Paul O'Mahony in Cork, Ireland, and one from Mr. Robert Neal in Canada. I fail to remember exactly where, but I shall try to respond to as promptly as I possibly can.
Well, Tysnes Radio International, I have just realized why Tysnes is becoming so popular. The weather in the rest of Norway sounds horrid. And if the weather in Tysnes remains as stable as it seems to be this week, I can just see the number of people interested in taking their holidays in Tysnes going in only one direction. The citizens of Cork, and Llanmeyre in particular, are deeply concerned about what's happening, about your road situation. If indeed it is accurately reported that those children are being put at risk, it does seem very short-sighted given the low population of the island for there to be any skimping back and cutting of funds. The people of Cork are quite concerned, especially given how precious the people of Tysnes are.
Good evening, Jarl. When I heard you mention Onarheim, I went on to Google Maps and went in to look for Onarheim, and I found it and was zeroed in on a structure using the Google car. I went for a little ride along the road using the Google car and noticed these round green-walled structures with black conical roofs at some sort of facility right down by the docks at the harbour where there's a bridge. And then there are other round structures with flat roofs, a number of them, but there were four larger structures, green walls, round and black conical roofs. I tried to zero in on the signage on there, but it was too blurry. I'm curious, what are these structures, if you know what I mean?
Thank you so much for your calls, Paul and Robert. I can assure you, it is most appreciated. I'll try to respond to each call in a separate segment. So, Paul, in reference to what you say about the Tysnes weather, I should of course add that it perhaps more often than not is the other way around, which means that whenever other parts of the country have poor weather conditions, ours are good. And you know, we welcome every single tourist contemplating a Tysnes vacation. In fact, I will make a note of sharing information of the alternatives available to those thinking of taking their vacation here. And of course, I hope you're right that this can only go in one direction. Thanks again, Paul. Paul, the Tysnes population truly appreciates the concerns from its Irish friends, the people of Glanmire in particular, and truly shares that concern. The county's apparent tendency to put economic interests before school children's lives does very little to pay them credit. However, we have high hopes, especially after the rage rising in Ireland, that the county councillors will come to their senses. Thank you so much for your call. Radio Tisnes International shall make it its business to keep you abreast of further developments. Robert Neal, thank you so much for your call. Onaheim at the southern tip of Tisnes is quite the regional center for fish farming, housing the community's single largest employer, the Alsaker Fish Farming Group, with installations all over the Hordaland County with its HQ at Onaheim. The tanks, I think it's safe to call them, that you refer to are used to breed young fish in fresh water on land. The species in question is generally salmon that swim upriver to spawn, as you may well know. So the initial stages of their upbringing will have to take place in freshwater tanks before they're moved to saltwater net pens at sea. I hope I haven't made a fool of myself here at the Alsaker Fjordbruk to boot, but I do think that's what you saw. Thank you so much for your question.
De la sierra, morena cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. De la sierra, morena cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo, junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo, que a mí me toca. Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo, junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo, que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Siempre que te enamores, mira primero, mira primero, donde poner los ojos, cielito lindo, no llores luego. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra el cielito lindo, los corazones.
This is a public announcement brought to you by Radio Tisnes International. Tisnes is a 255 square kilometer group of islands on the Norwegian west coast, named after the Norse god Tyr and the headland Nes, on which the first local church was once built. Modern day Tusnes has a population of some 2,800 individuals, with the administrative center in Uggdal, while the commercial center is found in Vorge. The Tusnes population makes a living in the oil and petroleum industry, combined with farming and fish farming, in addition to the municipality itself and services in local demand. The island group's nature is much praised by tourists who visit in large number every summer, and contains approximately 1,200 vacation homes. The nature is characterized by shiny slopes of naked rock and fields of heather in the west, over to exuberant forests in the east lowlands and its shores, which include nice and sheltered swimming places to the mountains with the great ski and hiking grounds and panorama views to the mountains around Bergen. Mountain plateaus that exceed 750 meters above sea level can be enjoyed too. Tusnes summers are also famous for the annual music festival Tusnesfest, attracting thousands of music lovers every year. The Tusnes weather has improved significantly since this morning's weather report, and I'm out for a walk, as you may well hear from the cars passing by, and it is warm, bordering on hot, I would say, already. It is 11:30 in the morning. Late morning, that is. Somebody mowing the lawn over here as I pass him. And yes, it is absolutely fantabulous. I'm heading towards an area called Malkenes, and I'm pondering going down to the quay and probably will, because there's a fantastic scenery viewable from that site. Right, later. I'm standing at the Malkenes quay, where the local express boat arrives and departs on its journey between Rosendal and Bergen several times a day. Well, a few times a day, to be honest. With an absolutely marvelous view over the fjord here. To the far left, I think maybe I can see parts of Os, then further to the right, Fusa, sharing borders with Kvam and Kvinnherad, as well as Os and Tusnes, although in the water. I think that's it. I'm sorry about my local geography knowledge, which isn't the best, to be honest with you. And straight ahead, I can see some snow-capped mountain tops in the distance, in the neighborhood of the Folgefonna Glacier, I think. And further to the right, we have a headland leading to a sound named Lyksund. And from what I've heard, if I should happen to sail through there, I just saw a sailboat passing through there. If I should do the same, I would sooner or later see a luxury yacht anchored up there. Anchored, got it. According to Blood at Tusnes, I shall have to return with more on that at a later stage. I don't have the newspaper here. And yeah, I have posted a fabulous panorama over on Facebook. Not to worry, it's for all to see, not just Facebook users. And I'll share the link with you in a minute. Okay, so that's it from Malkinus Key today. And I'll be back with more, hopefully.
Bonjour, répondit poliment le petit prince, qui se retourna mais ne vit rien. Radio Tusnes International.
Never found me, yeah. glory.
Just a quick weather update from Radio Tisnes International. Clouds are drawing closer while the thermometer outside stops at a comfortable 25 degrees centigrade with hardly any wind at all. All in all, not bad. Moving on. As mentioned in the Malkinest report earlier today, a luxury yacht found itself in Tisnes waters. Local newspaper Bladet Tisnes today reports that a 180-foot-long super yacht named Lily anchored up just outside Nymark on Tisnes yesterday. According to the newspaper, the yacht was built this year and is probably on its maiden journey to Norway, including Tisnes. The vessel includes some 6 cabins and a swimming pool on deck and can be rented for €290,000 a week. The ownership, says the newspaper, is unknown.
You are listening to Radio Tisnes International.